The general manager and CEO of Basin Electric Power Cooperative is optimistic about the co-op's future.
Guys, I'm excited about our future. We got this. We got this.
Paul Sukut spoke to the Basin annual meeting in Bismarck. His comments come after a year where Basin had to cut 21% of its workforce. The co-op also had some problems with a new urea fertilizer facility at the Dakota gasification plant. But he told the membership that situation has turned around. Basin has owned DGC for 30 years, and Sukut says it's less of a synthetic natural gas plant these days and more of a fertilizer plant, and that's helping its bottom line.
The conclusion is this plant is in a much better place than it has been for quite some time and is in a much better place financially today even than it was just 6 months ago, quite frankly.
On the electricity side, Sukut said Basin's current power mix is 45% coal. The rest is natural gas and wind power.
But the one thing I want you to understand, we are not abandoning coal because we're proponents of an all-above generation solution, and we always will be. We believe coal needs to be a part of our generation portfolio.
Basin's annual meeting was held in Bismarck. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.